This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, if it isn't Monday. How you do sneak up on us, my dear Monday.
No, you didn't see it coming?
It's weird. I never do. It's always just, it hits me over the head. I'm like, Monday? What? What's happening?
You look tired. Are you okay?
I'm tired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had a weekend.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, nothing. Like, you know, just there's just a lot going on at my house right now. Like, there's John and Riley are on their way to the airport as we speak. I want to be alone all week.
Yeah, that sounds like not a lot going on.
I've got to figure out what I'm going to eat.
That sounds like less than a lot.
But over the weekend, of course, the flurry was on. Make it happen. Figure it out. Get it packed. Sort through it. Winnow it down. Figure it out. It's just been a lot. Yesterday, as we're getting down these, it's just the fun. It's not funny at all. It's just, we can't be trusted anymore. We're old people now.
It's ooh, like you and your husband?
Yes. There's always something. Like, he gets up in the attic. We get these like pull down stairs. And it's a tight little attic. It's not, you can't stand up in it, but it's, you know, there's light up there and it's got a, like, it's sort of a carpeted bottom and all our luggage is up there. And there's some like old pieces of furniture and some rolled up rugs, which apparently, because I won't throw any rugs away, it's my fault that this happened.
So something happened.
Nothing major. But it's like you're in a small place where there's a large opening that goes down to the floor below. And you know it's there the whole time. It's not like you've walked so far away from this hole that you've forgotten where it is.
Are you not talking about John?
I'm talking about John.
Yeah, okay.
So
you're the clumsy lady, though, talking about John.
Yes.
Okay, just want to be clear. You're the lady who falls in holes.
Yes, but this isn't my hole that I fell in.
I know. I'm just trying to set the
We cannot be trusted anymore. It's like every day it's some fresh hell. Like something that's been, you know, like, ow.
Fresh hell?
Yes. Some simple thing like, geez, my hips never like twanged me like that before to John is now dangling. My son is like trying to catch my husband in the hallway. Like that's, and he's just cut up. And then he falls through the thing because he slid down my rugs that are piled on the side of the thing. So it's my fault somehow in this that he's fallen now through the thing. His leg is just thrashed. Like he's bleeding and it's this huge long cut. And he's so mad about it. And of course I hear it from the other room and I, you know, it's just like, there's a scuffle and some bumping. And I'm like, and then there's silence. I'm like, what happened? And Riley's like, nothing. I'm like, okay, so obviously something happened. So I come around the corner and there's the bleeding and the just not the unhappy. You know how some people, when they get hurt, they cry or they're like, oh, mm-hmm. Poor me, boo-hoo. Other people get really mad about it. Mm-hmm. Like then you can't, they're like mad at themselves or mad at the world. I'm not, it's just mad. So I'm like, oh no, oh my God, let me get some. And they're like, the lash out is real. And I'm like, argh.
Why are you mad?
I'm not mad. He's mad at me. Why is he mad at me? I'm there trying to help. I guess,
well,
you know
he's hurt and he's lashing out because he's injured.
Okay. Thanks for your support. What did you do this weekend?
I'm sorry. You're right. He's a jerk. He should have been nicer about his injury.
What did you do this weekend? That was a highlight of my weekend.
Wow. You're really pissed.
I'm not really pissed. I'm just trying to tell a story, and every turn I take, you're, you know, telling me why I'm the a-hole. So what did you do this weekend?
For starters, I'd like to thank everyone for indulging me on Friday. I really...
Oh, did she love it?
It was really cool. Really cool. It was hard, and I'm not used to having, you know, family around my work, and so... thank you for indulging me. Thank you. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you, everyone. I wouldn't make that a regular occurrence because, you know, me being out of my, you know, regular routine is just hard. It just doesn't work for me, but I had a blast. She had a blast. It was great. Really cool.
Yeah.
So,
I thought about
everyone.
It all weekend. She is so, God, she's so precocious. Like she really is. She's just great. Like I had so much fun with her. I don't get that much exposure to your kids. What with the 2 hours between us?
Well, and like I said, I don't bring them around because I feel out of my, I just don't. I have a job to do and I don't want to mix in. I just don't. It feels weird. I've never been that way. So it's weird, but it was good for her. She got to, and I worried. I didn't know if she was going to, there have been more than one occasion. And I think that's why I love that movie Inside Out 2 so much, is because they sort of show the emotions that kids are going through and how their reactions to things might come out of nowhere. And you're like, what is happening? And that has happened for sure.
I got to watch that.
So I definitely tripped, you know, was like, oh God, I hope this goes. And it did. And it went great. And we went out to, you know, I told her, you want to drive through the city or do you want to just drive straight home? And she said, no, let's drive through the city. So we went and checked out a few things and I took a couple pictures. And then, I don't know, before we got to the end of the Great Highway along OB, she was sound asleep. And I was like, that is so funny. Of course she was.
Oh, my God.
Sound asleep.
So you stopped a few places in the city and then you get to the beach. And then, so you had a couple more hours and then now you're heading back.
No, not a couple hours. I'm talking an hour at the most. We drove out the coast. I stopped at like my apartment, my first one that I got when we were in town.
Point that one out when I go by it. Oh, that's where Vinny lived.
That corner used to have a breakfast place. I think it was called Lewis's.
Yep.
Boarded up. Black.
Yeah, it had changed hands. It wasn't always Lewis's, like it changed since then. But yeah, it's like, what's going on with that? That's a primo little spot.
It's boarded up.
I
and
can't believe
shut
that
down.
Even that couldn't survive.
And the Cliff
this.
House is shut down too. Now I've heard they're going to reopen it, but it's
I've
just
heard that too.
Weird to be out there. And wow. I do realize though that, you know, who's going to drive out there? No locals are.
Tourists.
Yeah, I mean,
that's,
tourists.
That's and, a huge
and it,
tourist
it
spot.
It clearly didn't keep them in business, though.
Well, there was a long stretch there where there were no tourists. So it's, you know, either you had some savings or you got one of those loans or whatever they were called, the grants or whatever.
Yeah.
PPP. I can't remember. Yeah, that is, that's actually sad. That's a good, because I'll tell you, that place is crawling. We were there. There's a good pokey spot there.
Is that right?
Yes. And it's over by Land's End. And so we go down there and then we'll go to the Cliff House. And there's like a place kind of across from the Cliff House. Like as you're turning that corner, as you're coming down toward the water, like down Lewis's would have been on your right. And then the Cliff House is right in front of you. On the left side there, there's a big park. And it's like the walking is amazing. And there are these lookouts where you can see right down the beach.
Lived there.
And it's, oh, right, of course. So you must have walked there a million times. Mm-hmm. So it's overrun with people like all the time. And so it's, well, obviously not during the pandemic, it wasn't, but
yeah, well,
but now it's like those places would be doing boom in business right now. Somebody needs to grab that real estate.
I don't know.
It's just really sad. It's sad. The changes.
So
spot like that.
Edie goes six today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Edie.
Happy birthday, Edie.
And
she goes six.
Yeah. 6 years old. Oof. But so we had a big birthday party on Saturday, and Christina, you know, she throws parties. So we had a party.
This was Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh, fun. How many kids?
I don't know. They were all in the park. This was at a park. So we had cut up watermelon, and I picked up pizza from Costco.
Oh, sweet.
And there were, you know, drinks and the kids played.
Guys get a jumpy house
there
or what?
No, but there was a face painter.
Oh, my God.
So a lot of people got painted, and it was fun. It was a cool kid, you know, day, and she's stoked, and she's six years old.
Did you have the weird weather over the weekend? It poured on Saturday.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It poured. Like, we were standing in the house going, oh, my God.
No, we didn't have that.
It's August, and it's pouring outside. It was crazy. So that good then, because that happened, I think, while you were outside having a great time at your kid's gone sixth birthday party. We were in the house going, do we run out there and try and rescue the cushions? Is this going to stop soon? And it just rained and rained.
Oh, wow. I know. I didn't see any of that.
Yeah.
While I was at the party, though, my friend, the McCutcheons came, and I'm talking to my friend Brian, and he goes, did you see, her name's Kristen Faulkner. Do you know that name?
I don't.
Okay. There was so much during the Olympics. Who could keep up with anything, right? At least I had a lot going on, so I couldn't keep up. And he goes, did you hear the story about this lady? And he tells it to me, and I'm like, no. This lady named Kristen Faulkner was a rower.
Okay.
Okay. So she did that in college. So that was her thing. She rode. She gets out of college. And this is, they told this story. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm just going off the top of my head. If you know more, feel free to text 800-400-3697. Kristen Faulkner did rowing. At some point, she graduates college, moves to New York, and picks up biking in Central Park. She starts riding her bike. She starts to get good at it and really likes it. She ends up in San Jose at some venture capitalist firm.
Oh.
And continues to ride, and at some point decides to make that her thing. She goes from never been riding bikes to winning the gold medal at the Olympics in 7 years.
Oh, my God.
So in this road race in the Olympics, they're not even talking about her. So I'm watching it after the fact. This has happened. She's already got the gold. The Olympics are over. I'm watching it. And the announcers aren't even bringing up the girl from the U.S. and her story until they get to a certain point and she's in the mix. Then she's like with the final pack and they're starting to go, this lady was an alternate and got her spot because someone from triathlon said, I don't want to do too many races. Let's give it to her.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't even going to be in the race and wins the gold, wins the whole damn thing. As they're at the end, they're going, this is a lady who hadn't been on a bike until 7 years ago. And now she takes off towards like the last mile or something and just dusts
smokes
them all. Leaves that, like, these are all long time well-known road racers in their countries, and names even I knew. The Voss lady from, I don't know where she's from. I knew the name and I know of her. She got smoked.
Mm.
Standing still, this girl, Kristen, our girl.
She's like
USA.
32, too. She's not super young. She actually holds Harvard's record for the fastest 2K erg for the rowing.
Yeah.
And then that was, so she's just one of those people, like just a natural born athlete.
You know, it's one of those things, though, where winning is, and it sounds like she's won a lot before, winning is a skill in and of itself. Like getting in first and not burning out or freaking out and having
you spoke
your legs
to this a little
go.
Last
it's
week.
It's a weird
thing
to be in front and be like, and still stay in your zone and keep doing what you're doing.
Because people are now
trying to chase you,
right?
And you need to
trying to beat you. You need to not be looking over your shoulder and tripping, you know, tangling your feet up.
I watched it. Just focus. Christina and I watched it last night, and we were both just jaw dropped. And I'm mentioning it now. I know we're running out of time, but I just wanted to give this lady, like, man, that's a story I didn't know about, and was just beaming with United States of America pride for her family, for all of us. Just rad, really rad.
Yeah, Kristen Faulkner, road cyclist. Shocks is the. That is the word that's all over this page as I Google her. Shocks in women's road race gold medal winner. Shocking victory.
Yeah, really, really cool. So listen, before we get started, I apologize for whatever I may have done. Texters are like, oh, Sarah's spicy today. And wow, are you okay? If I did that to you, I am sorry.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
I have no idea what caused that. I was...
Nah, you know, sometimes we just get off on the wrong foot. It's fine. We're fine. It's me and you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. Be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.